Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. And as far as I know, this is broadcasting's one and only group chat. I believe we have invented a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we didn't invent group chat, but we sort of adapted it to the air, and I don't know if anybody else does it. There's probably some other, of course there's other shows that have multiple people on it. They just don't call it a group chat.
Should trademark it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. You know, image is everything. You got to have that image. You got to get it right. You got to be labeled. You got to have some sort of distinct, you know, we do the same thing they do, but we got a better name.
We got marketing behind us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You have to claim our territory.
And they don't have a John Records Landecker.
Oh, no, they don't.
Or an Ashley.
Or an Jack. Ashley. Or an Eli.
Or an Eli. That's right. This is these are the people that make this totally new, unique. That's what we are. That's right. So, anybody want to open up with anything? Anybody have anything that's,
I have something to say.
You said that very seriously.
I know.
It's like, oh my gosh.
It's like my parents calling me in.
It's not that exciting.
I have something to say.
All of our past group chats are now on the website for everyone to listen to.
Oh.
No kidding, really? Oh,
yep.
Good.
So they go on your page and they're all there.
Great.
Yep.
I'll be doing that later.
I have to say, I've been listening to it the last 2 days. We are very funny.
Yeah, I know. No,
I was laughing.
Yes, it works. It works. There's no question about it. We lucked out, quite frankly, you know, that you put four people together and get.
We didn't even have tryouts.
Without any preparation whatsoever.
Yeah, we just kind of let anyone in.
Or planning. And it works out.
And
so
it does, yeah.
That's right. That's why we keep on doing it.
Ashley's always worried we're not going to have anything to talk about.
I'm always
about.
Worried.
But you always bring something.
I do.
Why do you worry about it?
I don't know. I just want to make sure we have something, you know.
I mean, there's things going on.
There's so many things. There's always so many things.
There's the Olympics going on. That's got a couple of really weird things happening in it.
Eli was telling me.
A whole lot of weird things are
going on. So, and there's two of them I want to touch on before we get done. So there's that.
Eli Lido is like, we could spend an hour. What is it called?
The biathlon alone has an hour's worth of content.
Are you talking?
Is it the one on the skis?
Yeah, the skis and the rifles.
They shoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the athletes are very, very dramatic in that sport, let alone several
others. Talking about the, one of the things I want to talk about is the Olympic athlete who went on television and made a public comment.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's biathlon.
That he's cheating on his girl, that he cheated on his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the guy that finished in the bronze medal position for the men's race.
Yeah, okay, hold on a second, as long as we're there. Here we go.
I don't know his name off the top of my head.
I can tell it to you. It is...
Good luck saying it.
Sterla Holm Lagrens.
Bless you.
Okay.
Or something like that. And... He had this to say. Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Wait, okay, so I do have the translation here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know exactly what point that you pulled in that audio.
Well, I had no idea what he was saying.
So basically what he did say was, 6 months ago I met the love of my life, the world's most beautiful, sweetest person, and 3 months ago I made the biggest mistake of my life and cheated on her. Mm-hmm. It only took him 3 months. That's crazy.
Okay, so...
Only 3 months?
That's crazy. No, I'm saying like... You cheated on her within 3 months, and now and then you're like, it's the best person I've ever met in my entire life.
Okay, so there was a press conference of some kind. Okay.
Young Romeo right there.
Okay, now, of all the things to do, I mean, okay, so let me get my facts straight here. These two had been going together for like 90 days or something?
Yeah.
Right?
And then he cheated on her.
And then within the 90-day period, he cheated on her.
Boom.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Bad.
That's
so,
bad,
that
right?
Is bad.
Oh, that's.
I mean,
bad.
It's always
Come
bad.
On.
But like, if you heard that they had been dating for maybe 4 years and he cheated on her, not good. Also,
I mean,
but like,
it's not good.
3 months in, you were like, eh, let me
and
find
then,
something else.
Then you decide to go onto the world stage of the Olympics and make this announcement. so that the whole, everybody on the planet knows if they want to. And, you know, wherever, wait till he goes anywhere. Oh, look, there's the cheater over there.
That was his intention with it. He said that he was intending to embarrass himself on the global stage, hoping that she would see it and notice that since he was willing to do that, that she would take him back. But yesterday morning, I saw a quote from her saying that it's just too hard to forgive. So all that went for nothing.
Well, so now here's the thing. If she took him back, she's now it's, you can do whatever you want, but now the whole world knows that you took back this cheater.
I mean, yeah, good for her for not doing it.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's their right. I mean, if that's her right, if she wants to welcome him back.
Totally.
She certainly can if she wants. I wouldn't.
No.
I mean, especially since their relationship didn't have that much time to begin with.
Right, right.
You know, and already he steps out, and then he comes on and wants to tell the world about it, which he does, and hopes that he can, you know, get back with her. Dude, no. That's not happening. That Athlon has failed. You know what I mean?
I literally have produce in my fridge that I think is longer than their entire relationship. That's
so
just
bizarre.
Sitting there and...
I wouldn't eat that.
No, and I have to clean it out, but it's just sitting there, and I'm like, you know what, maybe one day.
You know, it's just a really strange, I mean, people cheat on each other all the time, and sometimes they get back together, and sometimes they don't, but they don't usually broadcast it in this fashion for everybody to put their 2 cents worth in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I get what he was trying to do. Like, it's kind of like a grand gesture of being like, because didn't he want a bronze medal? Yeah.
Yeah. It was his post-race interview after winning the bronze.
Bronze medal.
So it's like, this is a proud achievement of mine. And they're like, this is so great. You did a great thing. And he's like, yes, but I can't enjoy it because I don't have the love of my life with me to soak it all in.
Well, maybe if you won the gold, she'd take him back.
17 minutes after 7 at 720 WGN. Valentine's Day coming up. Some people looking for everlasting love. That's one of three versions of that tune you'll hear, I think, tonight here at 720 WGN. John Landecker and Ashley and Eli and Jack on the group chat. Bill Snyder coming up within the next half hour from WGN-TV. Going to tell us all about the weather. Text line 312-981-7200. 872. So, John Landecker, when is the cheater going to be on the food fight? That's a bizarre thought, but probably never. Would you welcome, please, the cheater? Thank you.
Forever branded that way.
847 says, this is the equivalent of the guy who proposes at Wrigley Field and then gets shot down. Did that happen?
Anyone?
I mean,
proposing at Wrigley Field and got shot down?
The amount of times it's happened, someone's had to have said no, right?
No, I mean when you were like on a jumbotron or something.
Oh, that's happened before.
Yeah,
that's got to happen.
I don't know if at Wrigley, but
that's
happened.
Not cheating, though. That's something else.
Yeah. I think what that texter is saying is more like you put yourself out there and then in front of the whole stadium or the whole world, you get rejected or. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
217 says, thank God you mentioned the Olympics, so I know this is live. Love all four of you. Yeah, well, I guess I probably should address that. because it's, what is it now?
Thursday.
It's Thursday. So I start this show on Monday, and at about 45 minutes in, I'm gone. And I don't come back until tonight. So where was I? Well, without getting into like, the real nitty-gritty of it, I was in a hospital, and something happened at about 7:45 on Monday night, and I'm like, I got to get out of here now. So I did, and everything's worked out fine, but, you know,
things happen. That's why we had the tape.
Things happen, and everything's live tonight, although I got to tell you, I think I've come up with a new expression called hospital jet lag. Because I'm serious, because if you're in a hospital and you think you're going to get any rest,
no,
you're crazy.
Yeah,
somebody's coming in to poke you, take your blood pressure, do something every 3 to 4 hours. And you lose all, I lose all track of time because I was having a hard enough time going to sleep anyway. I mean, really, it was almost like one day just sort of flows into the other, but without any real, you know, signpost telling you that time has gone on to another day. It's not like I'm looking at a calendar.
Right.
You know? Right. And it's, and you're bored because you really can't, it's not like you can dive into a show or.
Well, no, it also depends on how you, what you're in there for and how you're feeling.
Right, right, right. Like you're, but I, you know, you're just waiting to leave.
They got free movies.
That's a plus.
Oh, no, they got free movies. That's very good.
What was your favorite? Oh, I got him.
What was my favorite? Oh, God, what ridiculous thing did I watch?
No.
I think it was... Come on, John. Blended Family?
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Great movie.
And
never heard of it.
Of course you didn't, Jack. We know you've never
Adam
heard of
Sandler
it.
And
Drew
Barrymore.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But I knew that.
What?
No. I knew that.
I love that movie.
I wanted some really mindless.
It is mindless.
Thing.
It's like such a cute movie.
So
cute.
I watched
it's
that.
A romance. But, they're a blended family.
Yeah, but they don't start out that way.
Of course not. They never do.
But it's like every rom-com, I guess.
Yeah.
They meet, they hate each other, and in the end, they're married or something like that. You know.
The basics.
It's funny. You know, it's a take your mind off of whatever is going on. And so that's what I watched. Lousy Wi-Fi reception in there, though. I mean, I was trying to go to some apps on the phone. I'm going to watch Netflix. No, I don't think so.
So that is the worst.
Yeah. And they've changed how you get food.
What do you mean?
It's room service.
Oh, but what was it before?
You would fill out the day before or the morning of your selections on a piece of paper and check them off. And then there was a certain amount of, there was a time frame in which that food would be delivered. That's gone. Anytime.
Oh.
I mean, there's time frames when we serve breakfast between such and such and such and such and, you know, lunch and dinner. But anytime within those time frames, you dial it, you got a menu, you dial it up. And
wow.
You order what you want. Yeah, I love that part.
So yeah, that's usually what I hear most people complaining about other than whatever they're in there for, but it's food.
And the thing is, too, that I always lose weight when I'm in the hospital.
Hey, perk.
Because
don't rub it in.
No, because all the portions are, you know, expertly concocted. Also, their ingredients. And you don't eat between meals. All the things that I do when I'm not there.
So, trying to get you on the right track.
Look at that, man. I lost some more weight. Yoo-hoo!
I hope what happened to me didn't happen to you in the hospital.
So do I. What was it?
I had a hip replacement.
Oh, yeah.
They deadened the leg. They take me up to the room, and they say, okay, Mr. Ruxton, get out of bed. Get on your bed here in the hospital room. And I said, I can't. I can't feel my legs. And they made me get up, and then I fell to the ground.
Lawsuit.
And I said,
yeah, lawsuit.
And a couple people picked me up, put me in the bed. I was very peeved. And then they come in with the x-ray machine to make sure that I didn't re-break the hip.
Oh, my God.
And they charged me for it.
What?
So I went. I'm not going to say where this was, but I went back to
him. Haven't you seen the ads on TV for all the lawyers that are ready to represent you?
Well, I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, you charge me for the x-rays to check the hip, you know, that could have gotten rebroken by falling on the ground?
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, we came to a little arrangement on that, but it's like, come on.
Yeah.
It's almost like they set you up for failure.
Are you okay? I mean, did it have any?
I'm okay, but boy, was I peeved.
Oh, I'd be more than peeved. I'd be out of my mind.
Yeah, they just kind of blew it off. Said, oh, well, we just wanted to see if you could walk. And I'm like, there are better ways.
That doesn't seem like an expert medical suggestion.
This was at a licensed hospital, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, biggie.
Okay, well, we won't mention it.
No, we will not.
No.
You know what I just learned? One of my friends is a pediatric nurse, and they give iPads to the kids in the hospital, and the parents will sometimes steal them.
Oh, boy.
Like, steal them, like, when they leave?
Yeah.
Well, they just put it on the bill.
They actually, okay, they give iPads to the kids so
they have something to do. They play games or, you know, watch stuff on their iPad, keep them busy.
So your kids are with you staying at the hospital?
No, a pediatric nurse. So, like, the kids are in the hospital. The kids are the ones that are admitted.
I see what you're saying.
And when they get checked out, parents have stolen the iPads. It happens all the time.
Yeah, wow.
Which is crazy to me. But I guess, I mean, if you pay that much for a hospital bill, you're crazy. Like, well.
People do anything now.
Yeah, but like morally, I would be like, oh, got to come back. We accidentally took the, oops. Like, I don't know.
Well, you have a good moral
compass.
Yeah.
I took a comb.
Oh, man.
Now we're going to, he's not going to be on next week. They're going to be after him at the hospital because he just admitted it on air.
Did you get any cool meds in there?
Not really, no.
Oh, I did.
No. Well, I know you get for a hip replacement. I've had one of those.
They're like, they said, if you feel any pain, just hit this button. I think I hit it about 58 times.
That's a morphine drip, I think.
Whatever it was pretty cool. Floating 8 feet above the bed.
What is going on in there? Jack has, like, lost it.
Jack's cracking up about Steve.
Just the way you said that was funny. Like, you get any cool meds in there?
Jack's got the giggles, and it's only 7:30.
I'm talking about legal ones.
I'm telling you, there's a certain age group of folks, and that'll be one of the first questions. So tell me, what kind of meds you on?
It made it more fun.
Always does. It's the bottom of the hour, and time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN. Yeah, it's Everlasting Love, you know, Valentine's Day coming. I said there'd be three versions of that tune probably tonight. So that's Carl Carlton, and the one about 20 minutes ago was Robert Knight. Song's been around for a while. It's one of my favorites, and I've got a version of done by U2 coming up. How about that? Yeah. I was surprised when I heard it at any rate the first time. 7:37, John Landecker, and we're in a group chat with Ashley and Eli and Jack and... we're going to do some more Olympic controversy stuff because we've been robbed. Isn't that right, Eli? Is that where you're going to with this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had staying in the fantastic sport of biathlon. This was the women's event on Wednesday. Excuse me for butchering the name. I think it's like Julia Simone. She's French. She ended up winning the event, won the gold medal in the 15-kilometer biathlon event in the race there. And as she crossed the finish line, she had like this great celebration where she was shushing the haters and really just standing on top of the world, living her dream. And it was revealed afterward that she was convicted of committing credit card fraud against a national teammate of hers back in October and was handed a 3-month suspended prison sentence and a $17,820 fine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So
that's the worst medal to win.
So winning Olympic gold and having the entire world immediately find out that's not what you're going to be known for the rest of your career.
Was she disqualified because of that, or did they let her have nothing, any fallout from it?
It looks like the medal's still going to stand.
At least she can have that.
Yeah, she didn't use the credit card to buy herself any competitive advantage. So,
can she sell the gold and then use that to pay off the debt?
It's not worth that much.
Are you willing to give up your Olympic gold medal just like that to pay off of a credit card fraud?
I don't think so.
This all happened before the Olympics?
Yes.
They already knew about it.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Or did it all come out after she won the gold medal? Like, her and the teammate already knew that this was all happening.
It has to come out after you win something. So, that's how you get the story.
This article I'm seeing from CNN saying she denied the crime for 3 years after it came to light in 2023.
Oh my gosh.
Claiming she had been the victim of identity theft. But she was the one actually committing the crimes there.
And she did this against a teammate.
Her own teammate who ended up finishing, I wanted to say, like, near the back of the pack. So score one for the credit card thieves.
Now, wait. So the team, they're both out there at the Olympics now?
Yeah, they had their race on Wednesday morning in the 15K biathlon.
Well, I mean, talk about a guy asking for his girlfriend to come back because he cheated. This is sort of like, can we still be friends after I committed... identity fraud and how much money?
It was about $1,000 worth of credit card fraud, but the fine that she got slapped with was 18 grand. It's 15,000 euros.
Wow.
It's a biathlon. It's a team activity, correct?
There's a relay to it. There's a relay event, but it's an individual thing where you're doing like a cross-country skiing, and then you're pausing for certain points to like shoot your rifle at a target.
Oh.
And depending on how many times you miss, you have to like ski extra laps as like a penalty.
Oh.
So it's looks hardcore.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean, that's all these winter sports are.
It's the athlon that goes both ways.
Absolutely.
That's why they call it the biathlon.
I was looking at that French team with all the controversy surrounding them with this credit card story, that I found another one within that same squad where a little bit further down in their pack, there was another French biathlete, I guess.
Yeah.
Who was caught red-handed tampering with her teammate's rifle.
Nice.
Like,
her teammate?
Yeah, her teammate.
What is wrong with these people?
Which makes me think that there's only a certain amount of spots that are given out for the Olympic squad, and she was trying to make sure she could make the cut by any means.
Wow.
Well, you know,
cutthroat.
This is cutthroat and certainly not, sportsmanlike.
Yeah.
And that's why they make movies where people, like, do things like that. You know, like, like Tanya Harding.
Yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan. Let's whack her leg. You know?
Crazy movie.
Yes.
Or documentary movie.
But it's true, though.
Yes.
I mean, people do some bizarre things, but that's really strange.
I don't mean to be dramatic, but I mean, the Olympics, what a great thing to compete in, but is it really that? Like, you'll get there eventually. I sent an article over to John. I don't remember what sport it was, but the oldest person to compete in the Olympics.
The curler?
Yeah. Today. I think it happened today.
I must have missed that one.
I'll find it.
Okay.
But he was like in his 50s, I think, 40s.
Oh, he was in his 50s.
Not that old.
50s?
Oh, my God.
But like, I'm just 50s. Saying, you know, some of these people feel like they have such a short window, but it's, you know, if you try hard.
Well you're curling's a little different
curling.
Than the biathlon.
Come on.
If you go back in time, you'll find pictures of people curling while they're smoking cigarettes and drinking beer.
That's how the sport was. That's how it started.
There you go.
The way that the stakes were brought in curling originally was just loser buys beers.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I saw Jason Kelsey's wife fall trying to curl for the first time. So it's not easy.
Well, it's not easy.
If we all went curling right now, we'd all do horribly.
I think I'm a pretty good curler.
I don't think you can do it.
Let's all bring a broom and find out. Yeah, you too, doing a little bit of everlasting love, trying to get, a little romance, chromosomes or whatever it is, flowing. Before Saint Valentine's Day. I don't think I usually refer to it as Saint Valentine's Day, but I must have had some sort of divine intervention because that's the way it came out this time. Anyway, so everlasting love, so to speak. John Landecker, we got Ashley, we got Jack, and we got Eli. It's a group chat. That's what's happening. And you mentioned, you sent me the article, and what the hell did I do with it? The oldest American in the Winter Olympics is 54 years old. His name is... What is his name?
His last name is... Rohoian.
Look at they don't give you two names in this.
They don't. Thursday Rohoian.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, and this
on
is
Thursday, yeah.
This is USA Today.
Rohoian.
Kind of looks like the word luncheon, but.
But there's no. That is crazy.
I think it's running.
Running
or ruining.
Running.
maybe ruining.
Is he like Cher? Is it one of those where it's just one name?
Yeah, he's Elvis
Bono.
Of the curling world.
Yeah.
He's 54, made history as the oldest American Winter Olympian to touch the ice. Team USA curling team losing its preliminary match against Switzerland 8-3, but instead of conceding when it was down 8-2, they subbed this guy, officially making him an Olympian and the oldest... American Winter Olympian with his historic curling debut. I want to go back there to what they just said. Instead of conceding when it was down 8-2, you can concede in curling? You like a slaughter rule?
It gets to a point in the game where you like mathematically can't come back, so you can just call it short. Like
what kind of sportsmanship is that?
Yeah, they were willing to fight it out and at least put on a show for the crowd that
Indeed.
Came to see it.
Exactly.
But then it kind of feels like the same thing as like when you put in the student manager on senior night.
do they have a curling transfer portal that you
Ooh,
can?
They should.
That would
We're
be
on
electric.
To something now.
Pick up some new players.
NIL and curling.
His first name is Rich.
Yeah, Rich Ronan.
Where'd you find that?
I typed in Rowan and curling, and it came right up.
There you go.
Why
See
is it
something?
Not in this article? That's crazy.
I googled
that
oldest American Olympia. Popped up too.
That is so crazy that it's not in the article. It's really not in the article.
It's really not.
And what kind of journalism is that?
Who did this?
They're ruining it.
I don't know. Somebody named Megan Hall over at USA Today.
Come on, Megan.
Hey, Megan, get with it.
Megan with an H.
Now, there's one other Olympic thing that I got, and I think that we're like done with any...
We get our medals?
Yeah. So, this is a controversy in skating where Madison Chalk and Evan Bates got a silver medal in the ice dance competition... USA. Meanwhile, the French team won gold, and there is a controversy going on the fact that the French team made a bunch of mistakes, and that the U.S. team should have won, and this is because a French judge on this event went out of his way to degrade the score for the U.S. skating duo, therefore giving France the victory, even though the French team had only been together for a year in the Olympics. The other team, I think, I don't know what, 14, 15 years or something like that. So there's your, nothing's going to be done about it because, you know, I don't remember the exact examples over the years, but there have been plenty of, what do you want to call it? Homer judges who mm-hmm. come on and give their, who literally upset the scoring to, enhance their country's representatives.
What does the Russian judge think?
There's no Russian judge at this time.
Isn't that like the old saying where like this has been a thing for years where, what does the Russian judge think? It's the French one.
Yeah. But, I don't think it's just, I don't think it's been confined simply to Russia, although maybe, but it didn't surprise me, quite frankly. But you know what I did? I got to tell you what I did. I'm sort of proud of what I did. So the American team's going to come on, and the announcer says they're going to skate to Paint It Black. Paint It Black is a Rolling Stones song. And I went, how is that possible? And
on American?
wait, where did it go? And this is how it's not from their performance, but they used this in their performance. John, how did you find that out? Well, you know the Shazam app?
Yep.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
I use it.
Oh, yeah, use it.
I didn't know it was still a thing.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
So I had it on my phone, right? And I get the event from the Olympics playing on my computer, and obviously the music's coming out. And I point the Shazam app at it, and bang! It like took a nanosecond for this thing to come up, and it's done by a composer whose first name is Ramin, and his last name is Djawadi. And he specializes in dramatic soundtracks for events and movies and things like that. And that's the actual tune that they use, because if I actually used it from the Olympics, they would come and sue me.
That's right.
I mean, seriously,
mm-hmm.
you got to watch your Olympic
keeping
P's
it
Q's.
Safe.
P's, yeah, you're darn right.
We pulled it from the composer himself.
No, it's actually, yeah, it's out there.
Yeah.
For anybody access who wants to be, who's into the minutia of the Rolling Stones, how is that possible? How do you skate to that?
I was going to say, this version is so slow. Well, it's faster in the real version.
Well, it has,
right?
It has ups and downs.
In the original, or
no,
in this particular.
One. Yeah, I mean, so they can do some sort of corresponding tempo, dramatic interpretation to it. It's long. I mean, that was only like a few seconds. The thing's like, I don't know how long their skate was, but it's got to be 5 or 6 minutes worth.
Yeah.
So there, yeah. 720 WGN, a song called, well, it's an instrumental from Barry White called Love's Theme. And that's the theme we're doing tonight. Love, love, love. Love songs, internet, love bumpers out of the breaks. And later, after 9 o'clock, the 9 o'clock three-peat, we'll, of course, be dealing with love. And it's
various, do you have an anti-love?
Forms.
I'm not saying now.
You mean like
But are they all
stinks?
Actual love songs, or are they
oh,
like...
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, okay.
You mean like Love Stinks by the Jay Giles
exactly.
Band?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. How do you
blues,
say that?
The Jay Giles Band?
Oh, I definitely don't say it that way.
Okay,
I've been saying
then.
It wrong for years.
How have you been saying it?
Jealous?
Oh, my
Something
God.
Like that? It definitely, I've always said it wrong. Great song,
it's not
though.
Even close.
No.
Hey.
I don't know the band, but that doesn't seem like
yeah,
that
this is the
it.
Thing. This is the thing. You guys are too young.
Wait,
to
they
be
sing
on the
Centerfold,
air with me.
Right?
Or I'm too old. Yes, they do.
Great song.
Or, I'm too old. I'm old. They're young. That's the whole bit.
And that's why it works.
What do you call it again? Jagil? What?
Jealous?
Wait.
Jealous?
Yeah. What do you say? What is the right
I
way?
I say the name of the band, which is Jay Giles Band.
I definitely
Giles.
Say Jay Jealous. Jillius. I can't even remember now. I don't say Giles at all.
You said Jillius first.
No one's
definitely
ever
that.
No one's ever corrected you over the years?
No, they're probably embarrassed to do it. They're like, oh, this girl has no idea. Let's just let her suffer.
It's 8:23 at 720 WGN. So I mentioned earlier that, and maybe you were aware of it, maybe not, I missed most of the show on Monday. And then all of the show on Tuesday, and then last night, well, what do you know, Michigan came back from 16 down to beat Northwestern in basketball. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that on our air? Was my microphone on? anyway, so the look at Levi's.
You just face. Disappointed two people.
I knew they were going to lose the whole
you know,
time.
They were up.
The energy shifted.
Yeah.
So Northwestern's up by like 9, and the play-by-play guys on the TV I was listening to both the radio and the TV. This is the biggest deficit that Michigan has ever come back from. And then the deficit gets to be 16 points. And I'm like, woof.
Great.
And then guess what? Ta-da! Okay, I shouldn't gloat.
I've seen that game.
Yeah, never
out, right? Like 10 times this year.
Eli's repping Northwestern as we speak.
Yeah, I know.
My alma mater.
Well, it's a good school. It's a very good school. And you get that new stadium next year, isn't it?
Yeah, October 2nd.
Yeah, with a bunch of, like, Ferris wheels around it or something.
Yep.
Carnival and
fireworks,
petting
laser
zoo.
Shows.
Really?
Petting zoo.
No. But it's the most expensive. Water park. It's the most expensive college
I'm gullible.
Ever.
I'm like, what?
Laser tag.
Crazy. That's awesome.
Off-track betting. I mean, really, it's got everything. It's got everything. So, where was I? Oh, where? So I missed these shows, part of the show and then a show, and here we are now. So the stuff that was planned for Monday that was not done, I made the decision to do it this Monday, God willing, and that would be the food fight over fondue, chocolate, oil, and cheese, and...
Eli, okay. You're fighting for chocolate, because Jack won't be there.
Right, so it'll be Eli box office, not Jackie box office, because Jackie's going to be in Florida.
Yep. Jackie's going to be playing golf.
Yep.
Man, nice.
And so, warm.
Yeah, so it'll be When Harry Met Sally. That's what it's going to be.
It's a good movie. I can say that. I've seen it.
Did you cry?
No.
No.
I was thoroughly entertained.
Though. I love it. I tear up every time.
Where do you cry in it?
All the... The end when Auld Lang Syne, which I can never say that. Did I say that right?
Huh?
Pretty
when
much.
When that's playing at the
Jealous?
End, I'm like,
oh, Jealous.
Relax.
Have you heard the Jealous Band version?
No, I like that band too, man. I can't believe I've been saying
that. Oh no, they're a very cool band.
They're great.
Yeah, they rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They roll.
They roll, but I mean, they got that sort of funk sound too.
You know, I will say I just learned literally this summer that Centerfold is about a like Playboy magazine. Had no idea. Never even dawned on me that that's what the lyrics are saying.
What did you think of Centerfold Mag?
Angel in the Centerfold, I have no idea. Oh. I thought it was a location on like the map. I was not thinking like a Playboy magazine
centerfold
at all.
Centerfold means one thing.
I was like, oh, the Centerfold is in Arizona. Right.
They don't even do that
like
anymore.
I had no idea.
Do they even do that anymore? Playboy in a centerfold?
I don't know. That's an issue.
Men? Anyone? Anyone want to admit?
I've never had a Playboy in my life.
I mean, that happened. That went down years ago.
I think, if I recall correctly, if you walk down the magazine aisle, there are those sections where they're like blocked off, where you have to buy it to open up the magazine, you know? I think those still exist. So I think, yeah.
What store are you going to?
I don't know. It's just like your normal Walgreens. You go to buy a birthday card or something. No, if you walk down a little farther, you get to the magazine section.
We don't know about that.
yeah, the centerfold is a thing.
No idea. This summer.
Do you
summer,
know what a centerfold is?
Well, it folds out, right?
Yeah, okay.
The center folds.
And that would be a woman in a various state of undress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like one of those wallets where if you flick it down, they just go...
Nah, it's a lot better than that. Lot better. I had a whole gallery when I was a kid in the house.
Oh, man.
Along the hallway.
Now, wait, what did your parents say?
Well, they didn't
along
know.
The hallway?
I only did it when they left, and then I got my little box, and I took them out, put them up on the wall, and then made sure they were put away before they got back home.
Did you have a favorite?
Do you remember Adrian Barbeau?
Sure, I know Adrian Barbeau. She's an actress.
Yeah. Well, she was Hugh Hefner's girlfriend.
Who wasn't?
Yeah, weren't they all?
Well, that's true. Yeah. But she lived in the lived in the mansion. And
here in Chicago.
She was a major centerfold and
no kidding.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you kidding? You did.
Down.
You never saw that?
You got to relax. You're doing the news in about 90 seconds.
Give me a minute, would you? I got to run down the hall.
She's cute.
Collect yourself.
Oh, my gosh. I pulled her up. She's really pretty.
You know, there used to be a Playboy Mansion on North State Parkway. You kids didn't know
I
that,
know.
Why do you know that, John?
Why
do you? Yeah.
I was there.
I've heard this story.
Yeah.
Why? How do you get an invite to the Playboy Mansion when you're not a female?
Well, he was a star.
It was.
Well, I know, but like,
they did all sort. They did a thing with Elton John and Stevie Wonder and.
You were the MC,
but for what?
Right?
For an award, I forget exactly what it was, but
the best Playboy award.
No,
was it a bunny shaped?
No, it had nothing to do with Hugh Hefner and Playboy. They were just having it there at this mansion, which was very luxurious. Come on, I got to tell you. But they moved on. Everybody's moved on, and that whole thing, bye bye now.
Yeah,
no longer
no
there.
Kidding.
I think it's condos now on North State Parkway. Well, that's enough of that. now that we've cleared up the correct pronunciation of the Jay Giles Band and what a centerfold is, it's the bottom of the hour and time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN. Oh, you know, you can't hurry love. That was the name of that tune. Probably people are going, oh, it must be the Supremes. No, that's Olivia Dean, who is the winner of the Best New Artist Award from the Grammys and my new personal favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's
big
great.
Fan.
She, yeah?
No, she's great.
Eli?
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Oh, yeah. Cool. 8:35 here at 720 WGN. The text line and the phone line, they're all 312-981-7200. 773-JOHN. Far be it from me to question Steve's boyhood memory, but I think he is confusing Barbie Benton with Adrian Barbeau. That could be. You remember Barbie Benton, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, they may possibly be right, but I think Adrian Barbeau was featured in the magazine.
Okay.
But they may be right, but either way, they were both hotties.
I was going to say nobody asked me, but I think this Barbie girl is prettier. More, if I were into women,
yes.
More might
speed. Did you see Adrian's cheekbones? I can't point
I saw Adrian's
else
boobs.
Other than the
Adrian had big boobs.
Well, okay, thank
I'll
you.
I'll say I'm allowed to say it.
Thank
I'm,
you
I'm
for,
a girl.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I guess you are allowed to
I'm
say
really
it.
Glad you said it because I wanted to say it.
You said cheekbones. I did not see cheekbones. This other woman, though, I see cheekbones on this Barbie lady.
I see London. I see France. I see cheekbones.
Well, I didn't think I could say boobs. But since the young lady did it.
Well, you're the news. Maybe it's not appropriate from the news department, but, you know.
Probably not. Who cares?
Remember doing the group chat? Sure.
Who cares?
We're boobing along, you know.
Boobing along.
Who cares about that license?
We're boobing it up.
It's not one of the words you can't say.
It's a boob. What's wrong with boob?
You know who's listening, though.
No.
My 89-year-old mother in Colorado.
God. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry,
what's her,
Mom.
What's her name?
She's learned a lot about me tonight.
What's her name?
Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay. Shout out to Mary
Kay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay. Ma. Yeah. Love it.
She listens.
I'm glad she does. I appreciate it.
Did she know that you hung these photos up in your hallway?
She does now.
Yeah. Isn't it great to find out things later in life?
What can she do to me? She's in Colorado.
630, Dear Eli, you got to cut and print Ashley's Angels in the Centerfold and her J. Giles Band pronunciation comments. It ranks up there with skunk smell. Not quite sure what that's a reference
Remember
to.
Remember Ashley said she likes the smell of skunks?
Oh my God, that's right.
I think we just beat that all with this boobs conversation.
Boobs.
Oh yeah.
This is some gold.
Bonnie, John, wasn't it brave of Ashley to admit how to pronounce the J. Giles? LOL, your show is so entertaining. Thank you. 330.
I'm just honest. I don't know. I'm not. Who am I trying to impress?
330, you guys are so funny together. Nobody.
Yeah, we're all friends here. If you judge me, I judge you. You know,
absolutely. No, we don't judge. There's no judging.
It sounded like I had some judgment on the J. Gillis, whatever the heck it's called.
I just saw
the
spelling.
Listen to this. I can
understand the miss.
708, the Playboy Mansion on Earth State Parkway is now condos, but still has a brass plaque in Latin that says, don't ring if you don't swing.
Wow.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, don't get me on. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. No pun intended. Playboy rabbit hole.
Is that what did? Was there ever a thing called the rabbit hole there? Because if not, that's a missed opportunity.
Well,
you're at the Playboy Mansion, but if you go into the rabbit hole, it's
there's
whatever
a Playboy
the heck
bunnies. Are you aware of the Playboy bunnies?
I know.
All right, so
bunnies rabbit hole.
On
was there a bar there? They could have made the bar called the Rabbit
called,
Hole.
They had a separate building called the Playboy Building. They had the building over on was it across from the Drake? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, it was the Playboy Building, and in the whole building, right? It was like a skyscraper, and in the building was the Playboy Club.
They should have called it the Rabbit Hole.
And if you were a Playboy,
I'm upset about this.
Playboy Key Club member, you could go to this Playboy Club and you were served by bunnies.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, you would be surprised. I will say that the Playboy brand actually is making a comeback among a lot of younger people. So you'll see if you go into like PacSun or clothing stores like that in a mall, they'll have Playboy shirts for guys and girls.
No,
so
wait.
A lot of people in like high school and college wear a lot of Playboy branded stuff, and I don't think they understand fully what it is. Like, they know it's like, ooh, hush hush ha ha, Playboy, like this is something inappropriate, quote unquote, but I don't think they actually get it.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What makes it a Playboy shirt? What's
the logo? The actual
the rabbit head.
The Playboy, or it'll say Playboy. I've seen a lot of those. I've seen a lot of baby tees that girls will wear at like festivals. And I'm saying girls because they're like younger teens. And it's like a thing. It's definitely, I was watching, maybe it was something on TikTok, and it was a bunch of bedrooms, and there was a girl's bedroom that she was showing, and it was all Playboy theme. But I don't think they get it. I don't think they understand think what they Playboy really? Is or was or it is now. Like, I don't know if it's changed, but that's a big thing now.
I wonder who was behind the reissue of Playboy logo material.
If you go to your outlet mall right by your home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you look at any of those shirts in some of those younger shopping stores, they're all over the place. I see them all the time, and I see people wearing them all the time.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen
You that. Might now if you start looking. I don't look for it, but if you notice it, I see it all the time with a bunch of like high schoolers or like younger college age. I see it all the time, and I do think, I wonder if they know what they even know what that is, or if they just think
must.
It's cool.
Well, what could it possibly be other than, when you say Playboy.
Right.
What's a Playboy?
I think it really started blowing up too when they were doing the Motley Crue documentary, and it was, Motley Crue was really big, and who Pamela Anderson was married to.
The drummer.
Yeah.
Not come
Tommy.
On.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
So when all that started coming out, Pamela Anderson blew up again for the younger generation because it was that they did the, it was like a show, Pamela and Tommy, and she was obviously a Playboy bunny. So like, I think that re-sparked everything, and then everyone had a huge Motley Crue phase for the younger generation. It like re-brought that band back to the forefront of people's brains at that age group.
708 says it was in the Palmolive building. Although I think it was the Playboy building first, and then Palmolive bought it. I think. I don't know. It's foggy, the memory. I'm not talking about the weather. I just find that to be...
Isn't that weird?
That's a head-scratcher right there.
Yeah. You'll start noticing it, I swear. Everyone will start noticing it.
All the random things to be current. Playboy labeled clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And if you look really closely at some of those, they have graphic tees where it's a bunch of tiny Playboy bunnies. I see that a lot. A lot of men wear that.
What?
And you get close enough and you notice that they're Playboy bunnies, and I'm like, huh.
You know, that is the last thing I believe I would wear ever.
Right, you would think.
It's a t-shirt with a bunch of little Playboy bunnies on it.
Some of the style that the younger generation
chooses.
Even
though it is so age appropriate.
People are walking around dressed like Ruxton's hallway.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Straight up.
That's nuts. Nuts. That's right. Coming up after 9 o'clock, it's the Thursday 9 o'clock three-peat. What is it? Well, it's Music Surprises. I play three songs back to back to back. First person at 312-981-7200 wins a prize. Now, the Pirate's not here tonight, so the prize baby is back. And, oh, you're in for a treat. Then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do it all over again. And I'll tell you what the theme of everything is when we get there, but it's pretty obvious. I mean, come on. Valentine's Day coming up. By the way, you guys doing anything for Valentine's Day? You got one? Hey, have you got a Valentine there, Ashley?
Heck no.
Does he wear a suit?
I kicked a Valentine to the curb. No, I'm just kidding. I have two options, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One option I'm leaning towards because it just seems like a much better option, which is eating a heart-shaped pizza from Lou Malnati's and sitting on my couch and watching a movie.
That sounds great.
That's perfect, yeah. Right? The other option is one of my friends, she sent me, there's a company called 222. I don't know exactly what it's for. I don't think it's just dating. I think it's just meeting people in your area, but there are a lot of, not blind dates, but like, those type of speed dating things. Yeah, kinda. She sent me something. It's a black tie event. It's over in River North. And you have to sign up by tomorrow at 2:22 PM.
No way. Not happening.
So I'm like, be around a bunch of men in suits.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah, or I actually think I already have the pizza. I have the frozen pizza in my fridge.
Yeah, you showed me a picture of it.
I was so excited. It was actually I've been planning that for the last 2 weeks, and it was very exciting. So now when she sent me that today, I was like, well, you've just derailed my plan.
Derailed.
Now I'm like, do I attend?
You derailed her plan or your plan?
My plan. My plan to eat a pizza alone in my house.
Right, right.
Which is, that's just, I could do that any day, though, I guess.
Yeah, but not a heart-shaped one and not on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
right?
True. Mm. That's true.
Oh, my, the choices we have to make. 720 WGN. Oh, yeah, especially for Valentine's Day. It's 8:48 with John Landecker. It's a group chat here at 720 WGN with Ashley, Eli, and Jack. And text lines are beginning to move. 630, sorry, newsboy. Barbo was never in Playboy. I always got her confused with Benton, too, for the same reason you do. So, you see, there's they've connected over that. 7-8, the Playboy Club was, wait a minute, where did that one go? The Playboy Club was on Walton, that's right, in the Gold Coast. And, well, it was a different time and a whole different thing, and long gone, but definitely a big part of Chicago history. If you're going to go back and take a look at it, there was a whole, 10, 20, 25 years of Playboy being a thing. You know, we got a Playboy Club, we got a Playboy Building, we got a Playboy Mansion. It was a happening thing.
I didn't know that was here at all. I learned something new today.
It's been a while.
I learned two new things, actually.
It's not that I don't think it's unusual that you wouldn't know that you would.
Yeah,
I've learned a lot today.
Isn't it? That's what the show's all about.
It's an educational program.
Yes, it is. 217. Okay, the love from Mattoon continues. You guys are cracking me up and making me happy in this messed up world. All right. Well, that's our goal. 8:50 here at 720 WGN. Did we exhaust what the thing's going to happen at Valentine's?
What are you guys doing?
Well, I'm not going to say because
it's a surprise.
There's somebody else involved.
Okay.
And it's not a pizza in the freezer. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Well, I'm happy you have a plan.
Yes, I had to execute it today.
Today?
Yes.
Valentine's is in 2 days.
Well, sometimes
he's
sometimes you just don't, when your back's up against the wall, you have to do what you got to do, you know? And I'll tell you next week what I got, because one of it's sort of typically romantic Valentine-ing, and the other's not.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, all right. Are you guys going to do an escape room? Test the relationship?
Where we escape from each other? Is that what you're talking about?
Who can leave the house faster?
An escape room. Hey, that's what we're going to do for Valentine's Day, an escape room. No, we're not doing an escape room. What is an escape room?
I could talk for hours. I love an escape room.
Didn't you just book one?
I did.
You booked it? Where are they?
They're all over the place.
What do?
You just type in escape room and then you book that. But in the room, they put you in a room.
And you have to get out.
And you have to get out.
You in.
But they give you like a storyline or like something where it's like, the one I just did was a Jurassic theme one, you know? So like I got placed in this, it was like a laboratory where they're making these dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you have to get in to this lockdown, highly security, laboratory, and you have to stop them.
You have to do it. Yeah. Get out.
So they have like
you gotta like find stuff in the room.
It's a whole production.
Oh yeah.
They give you like a theme, and then you have to like search the room for stuff.
So much fun.
Is it just one room?
Yeah.
They have different rooms.
Sometimes you unlock a door, and then you go into like another
advance to the next room, and you're like racing against the clock too.
Yeah, you're only in there for like an hour.
So much fun.
So much fun.
Some people will go in and forget there's cameras though.
That happens a lot, apparently. I just learned that.
What is it? They just why think they have a room to
themselves.
That?
Just two people on Valentine's Day think they have a room to themselves. They think it's cameras.
They do.
Yeah.
Our lady who set us up in our room said that to us, too. Just like, reminder, there's cameras. A lot of people forget. And I was with my family, but...
I can see.
We were like, oh, what do you mean? And she was like, it happens more than you think. And then you have to like go on the intercom and be like, we can see you. We can see you.
We got another one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Hey, see, now I've learned something.
I wasn't aware that they were
that big a deal.
The only thing that really stinks, though, is most of the time when you're in a room, they have a certain amount of people that can be in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you book a room, like let's just say you wanted to go alone, just to try, like, to, you know, test your brain or whatever and see if you can do it alone, which I totally would do. you have to pay more money to book the whole room, or because, you could end up with a group of people.
Right.
So you etiquette is don't sign up for a room that already has somebody in
it. You can end up with a group of people that you don't know?
That's what happened to us. I was with my family, and we got stuck with a family of, I shouldn't say stuck, they were really nice, and they actually did help a lot, but we got placed with another family of four who also signed up for a room, and it was like the 16-year-old's birthday. So, like, it's because it's her birthday, we're like, here, you turn the key and open this safe, you know, like trying to give her moment.
It's not very fun.
No.
Wow.
And I want to get out. I want to
How many of these? So how many of these are around?
There's a bunch.
Yeah. Really?
A bunch of different companies that put them on, bunch of different rooms. They change the
rooms
up.
Are these like pop-up places or are these permanent locations?
Depends. It depends. The one I went to was a permanent location that has been there for a couple years now, but I have gone to pop-ups because they, like, pop into different areas and they'll build a room and then they'll, you know, change it up. Bunch of cool themes, though. I highly recommend it. Definitely a good brain game teaser.
No kidding.
You know, it's a lot of, you do have to think. It's like some riddles and stuff are involved. You find codes.
But they're riddles and stuff that correlate to whatever the theme is of that.
Right.
Escape room.
Yeah, and you got to find things in the room. So you could find a key hidden somewhere, you know, and then you have to find out where that key goes. Yeah, it's awesome.
So like the Jurassic, you said it had the Jurassic Park themed escape room.
Yeah.
So like what was the, well, obviously the goal is to get out of there, right? No matter what the theme is, you get in there.
Right.
The idea is you got to get out.
Right.
Yeah. So what kind of difficulties or hurdles did they pose for you other than questions or whatever?
So right off the bat, they put you in like a gated area because they obviously want to lock in the dinosaurs. So you're trying to break into the section where the dinosaurs are, where the lab is.
Gotcha.
So right off the bat, you're trying to get from the gated area. You have to try to open this secure gate. So they gave us, you had to heat up. I don't even know what it was, like a heat sensor thing. So we had to find glasses, use the glasses to heat up the sensor in order to get it to a certain temperature to unlock the gate. Yeah, it's crazy. That's just one thing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff involved. But you have to find the things and you don't even know what you're looking for.
How much does this cost?
This for, it was $40 a person, I think.
Ooh.
So it's this one was hefty.
And you could get it on Groupon.
You can. That's what I should have done. That would have been smarter.
How nice. How convenient.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, no, this one, I mean, $40, that's a pretty decent, that's hefty, I think, for a night out, you know, $40.
Yeah, I guess, per person.
Per person, yeah.
Per person, yeah. Although, considering what it costs to go to, like, concerts and ball games,
or if
like,
you go to a
sporting
bar.
Events or anything like that, I mean.
This is good old
Wholesome. That's not a bad, that's cheap,
yeah.
Compared to how much it costs to get into the Blackhawks or watch the Cubs or Bears or whatever. I mean, those prices.
Bears are crazy.
Insane. Yeah, I could never. First of all, I wouldn't spend that much money to go to do a sporting event, period. So, although I have paid scalpers in the past for Michigan Ohio State games.
That's different.
That's different.
All right. I got a 219 who tells me there's two in Michigan City and one in Chestertown, Indiana.
There you go.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to...
Road trip.
I think we should all do one.
I'm useless in there.
How fun I would come up there. It's not that far.
It's like what I'm here for. You'll see how useless
I am. Pick a weekend. I'm there.
Let's make sure I'm alive, and then we will do it.
Pick a weekend, and I'm literally there.
Because I'd love to.
I think that would be so fun.
Take a camera and put it on the website.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's in? Everyone? We have to drive Eli. He doesn't have a car.
Okay.
All right. I'm not a little kid.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Good evening, John Landecker, and it's time for the Thursday 9 o'clock three-peat. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play selections from three different tunes. Then the first person at 312-981-7200 tonight wins a prize from the prize baby.
Hey, Landecker.
Yeah?
You How you doing?
Hey, good. Hey. Yeah.
I talked to the union.
Uh-huh.
They told me if you want me to do this anymore, you got to pay me big money.
Okay, as a baby, what qualifies as big money?
$200. I got to buy formula. I got to buy baby food. I got to buy
diapers. Diapers.
Yeah, I got to poo-poo.
Okay.
We got a deal?
Sure. Now get the hell out of here and don't come back until it's time.
Why are you so mean to me? Every day you mean to me. Every day.
Give away the prizes. I only have an half hour to do this. Okay. Okay, so do we understand what I'm saying? Yes. So that number is 312-981-7200. First person, the correct prize, answer, title and artist wins, you know. So the theme, what's the theme of the songs? Well, it's a little hanging fruit. We got Valentine's Day coming up, so tonight it's all about love. Here's three-peat number one.
Uh-oh.
720 WGN. Oh, they're still going. Uh-oh, they're still going. There they are, three tunes, 1, 2, 3, back to back to back. First person, 312-981-7200, correct title and artist, going to win prize from a pirate. Now, those songs.
Not a baby.
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
A baby, not a pirate.
Go back to the spittle.
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 Spittle. Come on now, 312-981-7200. Each What?
I was going to say, I think you stunt them.
That's impossible. Really? No.
Yeah, I mean.
All those songs were big in their era.
They're so beautiful.
But they weren't. They're not from the same decade.
I would have gotten this one. Way.
Yeah.
You knew the first one? Yeah. I knew the last two. I did not know the first one.
I knew the first one.
Oh, yeah. 312-981-72.
He likes more culture than us.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's like that first one is sort of crossed over into iconic territory to a certain extent. It's not like just confined to the decade when it first came out. But at any rate, we're not getting any calls. I don't believe
Should we give them hints?
No. No, we shouldn't give them hints because they're those.
That's
too
cheating.
Easy. It's
you
too,
don't need me. I'm leaving.
No, baby, you can't drive.
Bye bye.
You can't drive. You can't go anywhere.
Somebody,
you have to get in the baby seat. Car seat.
He's got that stroller parked outside.
I'm a hitchhiker.
312-981-7200. Come on. I guess nobody's calling in on that. Wow.
Do you tell people or do you usually
well,
don't?
We
but
don't
sometimes
usually,
you don't, right?
He'll give the answers. But
we don't usually get into a situation like this where no one calls.
How about giving one of them?
I'm disappointed.
Some
the
people may know one or two. How about giving one?
I'm really surprised. Got to tell you.
Wait.
Okay.
Hold on. The phone lines are lining up.
The red light flashed.
As soon as I start begging. Come on. Eli's vetting someone. So stand by.
And there's balloons.
What in the world? Where did those balloons come from?
Maybe somebody got the right answers. I don't know what just
happened.
That
was crazy. That wasn't real. Those are virtual, right?
I got a pee.
No,
come
those
on.
Aren't in the studio.
Come on.
You got we have balloons in the studio?
How no. Do
that? No.
He did that on his iPad. How do you
Very
do that?
Nice. Too bad people, this isn't television. All of a sudden, I'm looking in there like these gigantic balloons are floating in front of my eyes.
Oh,
like,
there they are again.
There they are again.
I'm like, wow, what did they give me in that hospital?
Wait, I think we got somebody.
We're going to go to Scott.
I love the balloons, by the way. Hey, Scott, hello.
Hello, John. How are you? Happy evening, everybody, and happy St. Valentine's Day, too, coming up.
Thank you. What did we play? Who sang it, and what were they?
Well, you played, the first song was When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge.
Yep.
And the second one is Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Right.
And the last one is Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
You be right about that Beyonce. And here comes the prize baby. Some people call the prize baby the best comedy bit on radio. Whoever you are at 331, the baby is back. And here comes waddling in, crawling in actually, to tell you what you've won. Baby, it's
Should
all yours.
Be sleeping
Scotty.
By now?
I'm so proud of you. You won a freeze-dried WGN radio t-shirt. You can have large, extra large, or you can get one named after me, Tiny Johnson. What you want?
Don't give it to the baby. Take your own shirt. We'll get the baby a smaller one.
No, it's named after me.
What was your name again, baby?
Tiny Johnson.
I forgot
about
that.
He may not want large or extra large, so he can have tiny.
The question is, would you make it a baby diaper for you, or would you make it a bib?
Let me check it.
Don't you see a WGN t-shirt that says Baby Johnson?
No,
that'd be the day.
You get the shirt in that. Come on, Scott, don't be greedy.
All right, stay in line there, and you can make your selection. And stand by, baby, because we're going to do round two of the Thursday 9 o'clock three-peat after this on 720 WGN. All right, here we go, 720 WGN, and time now for the second half of the Thursday 9 o'clock three-peat. Select sections of three songs. After you hear them, first person to 312-981-7200, you'll win a prize from the prize baby. There's got to be some sort of theme. It's the low-hanging fruit, Valentine's Day coming up. It's all about love. Here's three-peat number two. All right, then. 312-981-7200. Anybody know what those three tongs are? Yeah, come on. Name the tune. Name the artist. 312-981-7200. I guess it's a slow night on the Thursday 9 o'clock three-peat land because the phones ain't cracking like they used to do for some
cracking?
Reason. Ringing or whatever they do these days. Blinking.
They're blinking. I gotta go to bed. Come on.
They're blinking. That's what they're doing.
Come on.
312-981-7200. Baby's gotta go to bed. Come on. He's up way past his bedtime.
Getting cranky.
He's got too much sugar. He's jumping around like a, he's going nuts.
Diaper's full.
That's right. Oh boy. Oh, you're not kidding. 312-981-7200. Oh, my God. Have you been eating Indian food? 312.
How'd you know?
Baked beans.
Oh, we got a phone. Eli's on the phone.
Okay, 312-981-7200.
Stop talking about what's in the diaper.
Come on, do it.
Prepare the balloons.
I think that's a line from, or at least a reference from Anchorman.
Come on, Landon.
I have seen both of those movies.
Wow.
You haven't?
I have seen both of those movies. Shocking.
That's pretty funny.
I've only seen one.
Oh, they are good.
Wait, which one has Vince Vaughn? I probably have seen both. Vince Vaughn's in the second one, right? He's at the rival station.
Right.
Big Vince Vaughn guy.
They have that rumble.
Right.
And
I've seen both. I've lied.
PBS shows up, which I thought was pretty cool.
I think we have someone.
Who do we have? Who is it?
We are going to go to Dave.
Dave, hello, Dave. Yay, Dave. How are you?
Big fan for a long time.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you listening.
I was born in 1956. I listen to WGN all day, even though my friends never heard of it. But it's kind of embarrassing for them.
They heard of me?
That's their loss. So what did we play?
Their loss is right. The one that kind of gets stuck on that my brain had a click was the John Paul Young song.
Yeah.
The other two were easy.
Okay, what do you got?
Love is in the Air, John Paul Young.
Yeah.
Baby Love by the Supremes, Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Peace of My Heart, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Janis Joplin.
Nice. Even got the Big Brother and the Holding Company thing in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good. Wow. Hey, if you're in a hospital and you hear something like this over the intercom, it means a baby was born. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You could be like having your prostate massage, and all of a sudden you hear.
Come on.
Bam, 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 bam. All right. Yeah. Baby, you there? Prize,
yeah,
baby.
Hey, Dave.
Wait, prize, baby.
Hey, Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
You won a WGN radio t-shirt with three holes in it, either in large or extra large. What you think?
Well, he doesn't have to tell us on here.
Did we wash these?
Yes, of course we did.
I need a medium.
Huh? I don't know.
You can shrink it.
We'll see if we can get somebody to tell you the future.
We'll shrink it.
Get it, medium.
I appreciate it anyway.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, stay there on the line, and we'll get the information that we need.
Good job, baby.
You're the baby. What? You're the baby. Did you just say good job to yourself?
No, baby.
Good job, baby.
I thought you said good job, baby.
You don't speak baby?
I'm like, baby. My goodness.
Baby
and open
baby.
Up the ears. Come on, Ashley.
And let the J. Giles band in.
Ashford?
No. All right. Thank you, baby.
What is it?
Get out of there so the newsman can sit in your chair.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow Newscast, the newscast where nothing bad ever happens is standing by. But right now it's time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN. The Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow Newscast is once again on the air. And always remember, nothing bad ever happens during the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow Newscast. And I'm John Landecker, your Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow Newscast reporter. A 12-year-old Dallas student's four-year-long science project may have resulted in his becoming the youngest person to ever achieve nuclear fission.
12?
Adrian McMillan, Dallas Independent School District 7th grader, said he started working on this project when he was 8 years old. Spent the first 2 years studying nuclear physics, the concepts, before building his first prototypes, you know, like in the house. So did his mom have anything to say about that? Yeah, we're only working on nuclear fission, Mom. It's what all the kids are doing these days. McMillan is now applying to the Guinness World Records to be recognized as the youngest person ever to achieve nuclear fusion. Yeah, nuclear fusion, I said. Thank you. There he is, Mike Ditka. The sleeveless sweater Ditka wore in the Superdome during the Bears' lone Super Bowl title sold for $183,000 on Saturday at an auction. You've seen it. It's
iconic.
Yeah. It's XXL sweater vest featuring the word Bears across the chest in white lettering, making the a letter of provenance, proof. Signed by Ditka, attesting to the item's authenticity, came with the vest. The Ditka signed letter has been autograph certified and encapsulated by a professional sports authenticator. How about that? Well, watch where you go when you're out in the fields, because crime-fighting llamas surrounded a thief in a field until cops arrived. Now, hey, listen, it was dark outside when an intruder in a farmland... Well, they heard those sounds. The crook was fleeing the scene after stealing from a woman in England, in Derbyshire, and he decided to squeeze through a fence onto farmland owned by Heidi Price and Graham Oliver. Wrong move. Escape from police officers did not go according to plan after 8 llamas galloped over to him as he was running through the field and surrounded him. Their warning cry alerted Graham, who then discovered that the crime-fighting llamas had made a citizen's arrest. They went into the field. Graham went into the field with his dog to find a terrified suspect encircled by the 6-foot animals before police arrived on the scene. Look out.
Imagine getting caught like that.
Unbelievable.
8? That's a lot of llamas.
It is a lot of llamas. Fernando's there, too. They speculated, however, that the man's demise could have been a lot scarier if he hadn't been caught by the llamas. He might have ventured further into the field and been met by 5 huge bulls. And his fate would have been a nasty one. Whoa. Llama, ding-dong, I'll tell you right now. A tiny Michelangelo sketch of a foot sells for more than $27 million. That's an auction record. This is Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel. But before you just go up there to the chapel and start drawing stuff, you apparently, you know, make a sketch of what you're looking for. And that's what this is. This drawing is barely bigger than a hand. It depicts only a foot with its heel slightly raised off the ground and the outline of a shadow underneath. Did I say 27.2 million? Yeah. Okay, the Libyan, S-I-B-Y-L, Libyan fiddle on the chapel ceiling, if you take a look at the actual Sistine Chapel, which is an enormous figure turning to place a book behind herself, you can spot the corresponding foot twisted into exactly the same shape. 27.2 million dollars. You know, did pitchers and catchers report today or tomorrow or when do they?
Yesterday. Cubs yesterday. Sox Tuesday.
All right. He's new and he's agreed to a 2-year, $34 million deal, but he wants a bidet.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Where?
In the locker room.
In the locker room.
That makes sense.
Yes. He recommended it during his first trip to the facilities. General manager said one thing that stood out, one thing he did notice is I think we didn't have a bidet in our locker room. What a surprise. That's something that's new to him, and we are putting one in. So it was like, okay, that's new. We can do that.
And one of the Sox pitchers, Sean Burke, tweeted huge in a tweet that was explaining that. So his teammates are excited, too.
Have you guys ever used one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one in my apartment.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
You really? Bought it or it was
I
there?
I didn't buy it. My roommate bought it. But we have one, yeah.
My dad bought one back at our house at home, too. It's a lot fun to just mess around with. I got into a lot of trouble just, like, spraying water all over the bathroom.
I've never seen one. It's an anomaly to me.
No, I've seen them. Have I ever really used one? I don't think so.
It's life changing.
Not that I have anything against it, but
how do you even know what you're doing? There's a bunch of buttons, isn't there?
It's pretty. Well,
it's
simple.
Like an upside down.
You'll figure it out soon enough.
Yeah, it's like
I'll just have to play
down,
with it like Eli did.
It's an upside down water spout.
When in
so
doubt,
to speak.
Just push the button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't there multiple? There's multiple buttons.
Well, yeah, one's like to clean and one's to dry.
There's a blow dryer.
Wait a minute.
There's a blow dryer and a bidet.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Wow, I'm bidet ignorant.
I didn't know that it dried as well.
First bidet on earth.
Oh my gosh. I may have to get one of those.
Ashley's always worried about what we're going to talk about, and we find a way.
I'm just
the one about boobs and bidets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So these Olympics that are going on, they've got mascots, Milo and Tina, and they're like plush toys, and they are impossible to find. Many of the official Olympic stores in the host cities are already sold out less than a week into the games. Tina, short for Cortina, is a light-colored stout and represents the Winter Olympic Games. Her younger brother, Milo, short for Milano, is the face of the Paralympic Winter Games. Milo was born with one paw, but learned to use his tail and turn his difference into a strength. At $69, winning athletes are gifted the plush toys when they receive their gold, silver, and bronze medals on the podium. More of the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow newscast comes up next on 720 WGN. Yes, it's the second half of the Sunshine Lollipop and Rainbow newscast. Nothing bad happens. John Landecker, your reporter. An Illinois family's 33-year-old pet cockatiel named Sonny was officially named the oldest bird of his species by the Guinness World Record. Sonny officially earned the record for oldest cockatiel living at the age of 32 years and 292 days in October 2025. He celebrated his 33rd birthday on January 10th. The bird's owner, Northbrook resident Janet Reicher, said Sonny came to live with her family when he was just a few weeks old in 1993. She said he quickly showed an aptitude for music and learned to whistle songs from Bridge Over the River Kwai and the theme from the Andy Griffith Show. Unfortunately, we don't have recordings of those. She said, we used to do duets while I showered and he sat on the vanity. He used to have a large vocabulary, but now it's just a few words with lots of baby babble. Oh, I know what that's like.
Very timely.
Been there, done that. She credited Sonny's good health and long life to a healthy diet and plenty of social engagement. He usually spends waking hours outside of his cage, sitting on various sized perches in the evening. Perches in the evening, he often sits on my knee. Oh, while watching TV.
Yeah. How sweet is that?
That's nice.
My mom has a Malukan cockatoo, and he watches SpongeBob.
Very nice.
Does she read the books you gave? Does he read the books you gave her?
No. He did call my dad a bastard once.
You're kidding me.
I think
really?
I think my mom said it to him, you know.
Oh my
And then
God.
The bird repeated
where'd
it.
Where'd they learn that, I wonder?
Yeah, right.
Again, Ashley coming with some fire at the end of the show.
I just spit out my drink.
What a bird.
A prosthetic leg lost by a swimmer in England was found when it washed up 10 months later on a beach about 14.5 miles away. Brenda Ogden, 69, said her custom-made titanium leg, which cost her more than $2,700, was carried out to sea when she was knocked over by a big wave. She said, I really couldn't believe I lost it. One minute we were standing up smiling, the next minute it was disappearing. The swimming group that she was with tried to find the limb, but it was swept away. The leg's fate was unknown until Elizabeth Forbes spotted it among the rocks while hunting for fossils about, as I say, 14.5 miles from where it was lost. Now, this person who found it did not take it, but posted photos to social media. And, you know, one thing led to the other, and the leg went back to its original owner. Yeah. So here's a fun thing. I think this is a fun thing. Hershey's chocolate. If you've been watching the Olympics, you've seen some commercials for them.
Every commercial break?
Yeah, because they're a sponsor of Team USA. Offering people a chance to celebrate the excitement of the Olympics with a limited edition chocolate medal. You see those chocolate medals that they're in those commercials?
Mm-hmm.
The new medals are milk chocolate crafted with embossed designs and wrapped in gold foil to resemble a true Olympian medal. They go on sale this week on TikTok Shop. Anybody shopped on TikTok Shop?
Yeah.
I mean, I see what it is, but I've never really shopped there.
What'd you get?
I've gotten two things. One for sure was a heart sweater for Valentine's Day two years ago.
Yeah. Who'd you give
what
it to?
What was the other thing? For myself.
Oh, nice.
Please.
Please.
Please. And then the other thing, what did I buy? Oh, mouth tape.
Do you use it?
Is that for you too?
Yeah.
Mouth tape?
It's for sleeping.
Yeah, it's supposed to help you breathe at night or whatever. And it's supposed
to
shape your jawline. Like I don't know. I don't know if I
breathe out of your nose.
Yeah, okay. So you're not breathing out of your throat.
Oh, man. Okay. Well,
but it's really easy. It's like basically using your normal.
Right. Normal mouth tape.
Duct tape.
I meant the purchasing software.
Oh. I'm sure it is.
It's very easy to use. Yeah.
It kind of looks like Amazon.
Kind of.
Nothing I bought there works.
Really?
I bought like a portable charger for my phone once, and that thing stopped working within a day.
See?
Why would you choose TikTok Shop for that though?
Because probably like $10.
They like sent me like something like this was 5 years ago when they were like testing out TikTok Shop, and they gave me like $100 off. So I spent $100 worth of stuff that I didn't have to spend any actual money on. And one of them was like a portable charger that obviously didn't work. There was like something that was supposed to like help stretch my back that didn't work.
Oh, that blue thing?
I don't know what it was.
It's like the neck stretcher?
It was like some like folded, it was a piece of plastic that folded out. You would like lay on top of it and like, stretch
it's
your
like
back
arched.
Out that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that thing like snapped as soon as I laid on it, so it really hurt. There was like a wireless lav mic that I bought that like didn't even connect to my phone.
Yeah.
So like I must have just been out of luck, but over three is
they
a pattern.
They almost get me with the golf stuff, the cheap golf stuff.
Well, I'm just going to have to take a look. Well, first of all, the only reason I mentioned it is because Hershey is going to sell this chocolate medal on TikTok and also Hershey's official store. The new limited edition Team USA chocolate medals available on the TikTok shop tomorrow and the Hershey store on February 14th.
Hmm.
The medals will cost $5.99 each.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
That's reasonable.
And they get you with the shipping, service fees.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm cynical.
I'm basing the prices off our vending machine prices.
Yeah.
Dang.
So it's like $2.50 for a Crunch Bar, $6 for
it's
a big
tough.
Metal.
Yeah, but it's like half the size of the bar, right?
Is
how big is the metal?
I thought it was big. It looks big in the commercial.
No, it looks like in the commercial.
I'm seeing a picture now. They're holding it up. It's a pretty solid size.
Yeah, it's
Do we have something for scale next to the metal?
They
apple or something?
They're holding it next to a baby, and it's about the size of the baby's head.
Uh-oh, baby.
Oh, no.
Not that again.
It's like Beetlejuice if we say it one more time.
Right.
Maybe he'll appear.
Okay.
All right, I think we're good now.
We all just paused.
A passenger mistakenly boarded the wrong plane and lands in a surprising country after many hours. Clueless traveler realized mistake midair when asking why the Houston trip was taking so long. The passenger was headed from Los Angeles to Managua, Nicaragua, with a layover in Houston, and ended up in Tokyo. Yes. And didn't realize, as I say, that she was on the flight until mid-flight, when she asked the flight attendant why the trip to Houston was taking 6 hours rather than just over three.
Huh.
Landed in Tokyo, Japan, stayed at a hotel for 2 nights, coming back, and apparently United, it's on United. United's going to, I don't know, give her some swag or something, or a ticket refund, or who knows.
That's a nightmare of mine.
What, being on an airplane and going to the wrong place?
Yeah. I wouldn't function well, I don't think. I don't think I would adapt.
Well, I don't know.
You wouldn't just buy a ticket and come back home? I wouldn't adapt. You just to choose that life. You're like, well, this is where I live now.
Yeah, my mind's being a blunder.
I guess I live in Seattle now.
Yeah.
I guess this is
send me a Comrex so I can do group chat. I'm staying out there.
Hey, everybody, I moved.
Why?
I didn't get off the plane.
I got on a plane, headed for Milwaukee, and landed in Buenos Aires. So I don't know how that worked.
That might be a win.
A Texas man folded 250 paper planes in 1 hour, an average of four per minute. And he supplied the Guinness World Records, obviously. Each plane was tested by an official at the end of the attempt to ensure they were all airworthy.
Huh.
I used to make paper planes.
You haven't made one in a long time. I was just thinking that
Me
when
neither.
You said that.
Yeah.
There's what a lost art.
Not windows here in Chicago.
I was going to say, I felt like you showed me that.
What was that?
There's a guy on Instagram I see who will just throw a paper airplane out of a skyscraper window here in the city. And just,
it's not far from here.
Yeah, not far at all.
And watch where it goes.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It is like a 3-minute video where you watch it go all the way down to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Because he's high up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think that's just going to have to wrap up this Sunshine, Lollipop, and Rainbow newscast for this evening. I got more. But I can put them in the I'll do it on Monday file.
Because, there you go. It's a good tease. Make them come back.
Right, yeah. That's when the John Landecker program will return on Monday at 8 p.m.
No.
7 o'clock. What am I saying?
What are back you on, saying?
Yes, what am I
My
saying?
My goodness.
7 p.m. Monday, then we have the food fight at 8 o'clock with fondue, oil, chocolate and cheese, and then Eli box office with When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank
I'll
you
have what she's having.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for listening. Raleigh James is ready to roll next. Good night and good luck.